Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
7:15, time now for the Farinis to join us. You know them from their long commitment to this radio station with My Marriage Matters, a weekly segment this half hour. Also, you probably know them from seeing them on the Jumbotron at the Indians game on Sunday night, right, you two?
That was fun.
That was good.
Joe, did you make it on the screen, or did I kind of edge you out of that?
No, you really did edge me out of that.
Oh, sorry, Brian.
Cindy, you were there. Weren't you on the screen?
I was there. I think Joey got in, too.
Joey got in, too. Yeah, that was good. That's no problem.
Were you signing autographs on the way out, or people just kind of let you pass by and pretended like
no,
it was
no
big deal?
Were you?
I snuck out before the end of the game, as you know, which was a huge mistake.
Yeah. That's right.
So nobody asked for any autographs from
no,
me.
No, I put a hood up, you know, and no, I didn't.
I did have a couple of people, told either Christina or Kathleen, and somebody told me that they saw me on the screen. Well, so yeah. I made sure I told them that. You know, you and the kids were there too, so it was kind of fun. That was a fun night.
You look good, Brian. You look good. Huh?
I get that a lot, Joe. thanks. But now, okay, so somebody wrote to you with a pretty tough marriage conflict, dare I call it? What's the situation here?
Well, I just think that, honestly, I think this is probably something that a lot of families really have, not even necessarily a conflict, but certainly deep discussion about, and that was this gentleman said, we have three early elementary aged children and my wife wants to work full time. I make enough to provide for us and would like for her to be the one to care for the children at home. I'm not trying to be selfish, but I am at home with the children. Important. Can you help us sort this out? And so I think this is a great question. And a very interesting thing is we got this question last week, and this past week, we had two people, someone that Joe was sort of in touch with and someone that I was in touch with. Both were expressing the very same thing. And I thought that was just interesting that it came up all in one week.
You know what, Cindy? We've got a bit of a strange connection issue, but we've got the table set here where you've got a couple where one wants mom to go back to work and dad doesn't want her to go back to work. How do you resolve that issue?
Well, you know, when, as we ran into these couple of people this past week, plus having this question, I think we had sort of a common thread that ran through. And of course, you know, discussion is number one. But it was interesting because the mom that I ran into, she was sharing with me that her husband does a lot of travel. And she was the one who wanted to work full time. And she said, you know, she goes, I was doing so much running with the children. Her children are a little older than the person who asked the question, but she said, I was running so much. She said, I was just so stressed. And she said, and then I noticed that the kids were really stressed. And she said, and I felt really guilty about it. And she said, and I just decided I needed to quit. And so I'm sure that was a hard decision because she really enjoyed her job. But, you know, as a couple, I think they really need to discuss this, to resolve the issue. And I think there's a lot of different options, which certainly we can get into. But some of those options are maybe part-time, or maybe if the job that she has is flexible. So many jobs today are flexible. If you're a physical therapist or a pharmacist or different healthcare professions, a lot of times you don't have to work full-time. You can be working different shifts and part-time, or those 12-hour shifts. So sometimes there's opportunity where you can be really creative in how you can get back to work, if that's what you'd like to do, without disrupting a whole lot of the family dynamics.
Yeah. You know, in my situation was completely opposite of that example. I had a conversation with a young lady who was a medical professional who was married to an engineer. And they have two young children, and it was in her clear opinion of this wife that she plans to continue working full time. And it was her position that the family had weekends together, and they had plenty of vacation time together, and that was enough in her mind for family time. And they felt the children were being taken care of. They have good daycare, and the grandparents are around to pick up the children when the parents are not home. And so, you know, this is a clear situation, as Cindy was saying earlier, that we as an outside observer, if we wanted to give advice to this couple, we need to have a much fuller understanding of the expectations of each spouse individually and then as a couple. But, you know, behind the scene on this, I knew this couple, and they have a very nice lifestyle. They had a nice home, nice cars, very impressive income. And they just plan to keep that lifestyle just as it is. And so there are differences here.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not sure how much this weighs into it, but when Sarah decided to go back to work part-time a couple of years ago, I think one of my struggles with it was I realized how spoiled I was, and I had to actually, you know, get up and do something now that she wasn't home all the time.
Yeah,
sometimes the solution could be further involvement in household responsibilities from a husband in this situation, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, those are the kinds of things that I think are important in a marriage no matter what. But definitely when you make a change like that, it could even be a medical change, you know, the health issues of one spouse over the other, or like we're talking, you know, going back to work or not. I think there's going to have to be a lot of things that change. And I think, Janelle, too, like when you went back to work, I know, and you're doing homeschooling, you know, your children have to pick up some of the slack, too. And they're older to where... this helps, what they're going to do is going to help you do what you do. So I kind of like when the family has input and they're part of that whole dynamic too.
Yeah, because I think that's what happened for you, wasn't it, Janelle? Where it wasn't just you and your husband that weighed in on this. I think your kids weighed in a little bit on what they wanted.
The kids weighed in, and I think what you're saying with a couple and a family and there's love and there's support, you got to compromise and meet halfway. You know, because you love and love sacrificially. And so when I asked the kids, do they want it? I almost said no. And because of the kids. And one of my sons was like, you said no to NASA. No, that's it. You're going to take this. You know, so it wasn't, he just showed me like, wow, it wasn't about him. It was about you. And I'm sure this is something that you deal with marriage, you know, where like you got to meet halfway and give a little and take a little. And that's what we're saying with serving and making things happen and having Brian get up and help.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right. And I do think, too, you know, along with that, you know, we have to ask ourselves the question, if we're the ones debating this question, so we'll throw this out to the couple, they need to ask the questions, you know, is it that I want to go to back to work? Is it that I need to? Is there a purpose in this for me to accomplish that I see that God wants for me to accomplish? I think there's a lot more that goes into this question besides just, am I going back to work or not? Mm-hmm. And I remember, I mean, many, many years ago, sitting across from our little teeny kitchen table in our first home, Joe and I having this discussion when we had Joey. And Joe was just starting off in his business, and we had this discussion. And I remember, for me personally, this is just part of our decision, not that this couple has to do it, but I remember just thinking I could not give what I needed to my family and then to Joey that we didn't even know would have the kinds of needs that he had. I just know I could not do what I wanted to do with my family and go back to teaching. And that was just me personally. And I was willing to give up whatever I had to in order to be able to stay at home.
Yeah, very good. You know, that's a great situation that we were in at that time. But, you know, one lasting bottom line question I would have for this couple is, you know, what kind of legacy are you planning on leaving for your children by maintaining the lifestyle that you presently have? Yeah, and is it worth it? And it sounds like, Janelle, your family is all on board with this. It sounds like you have a great lasting legacy and a great godly heritage. And that's fantastic. But I think every couple needs to address this issue because you only work for so many years and then the end comes, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
So you have to just kind of think about with the end in mind as to what kind of memories, what kind of legacy do you plan to leave for your family?
It's 7:28, almost time to say goodbye as we discuss this issue with Joe and Cindy Farini. Cindy, any final thoughts for us here?
Yeah, I think it's really important to find the middle ground between the two of you and what works for you, what works for your spouse, and really just to try things out for a little bit and see how they work. And if they're not working, then you're going to have to reinvent what will work. And if something's not working, then try something else. I think there's a lot more that's available to people today, options in terms of going back to work and caring for their children and all that sort of thing. I think it's it can happen easier now than probably in years gone by. But then I also think, you know, certainly Joe and I can't dictate any one thing that any couple should do. I think you have to do what works for your situation, and every situation is different. So come to a mutual understanding and then a mutual implementing of what you want to do. Give it a try and then make, you know, make adjustments along the way.
Wonderful. If somebody wants to get a question in or wants to comment on this or just connect to you, how can they do it?
Either joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com. They can email us at our website, and that comes to us directly and personally. And then the other one is, of course, we'd love to have people come to the Facebook page, My Marriage Matters. And we try every day, Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock, to give people something to think about, talk about, an action to take. And we've been having some great things happening there. So we'd love to see them there. My Marriage Matters.
All right, Joe and Cindy Farini, we always enjoy our conversations with you. We look forward to talking again same time next week, okay?
Thank you so much.
Sounds great. Have a great day.